Blog Talk Radio.
Remix.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
There's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future.
Next time I see you, catch a roll of the pack. For the life of me, I cannot see why you don't know how to act. Got a clown when you deep, but when you run that solo creep out on the streets, you don't ever beat. Nigga, it's a goddamn thing. Somebody explain why they send a bad boy to play a grown man's game. Tear that ass off the frame, completely get that ass kicked. Woke up on the streets, but you'll be sleeping in the casket. How long will it last? Nigga, don't ask. If he puts a blast, I'm blowing the mash. Trying to be the first to put some gas. My shit's classic. Like my nigga Nick, go get the tape. We'll keep the nation anticipating until we break. Money made me evil, cold cases got me stressed. Niggas aiming at my head, but I still wear my vest. I don't give a fuck, motherfuckers, I'm low. They all talking when my gun smoke. You ain't shit without your homeboy.
But do whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor.
Hey yo, what's my name? DMX, and I'll be the best. You see the rappers looking like they need a rap. One more time, I'ma spit at you some hits that's gonna get at you and be messing with your mind. Stop talking quick, cause you out there running your mouth. Really don't know who you dealing with. Here we go again. How many times do I have to tell you rap cats I have no friends? You still acting up, running around here like some brand new chicken that's about to get plucked. Game don't stop, I'm still getting down for whatever, whenever. That's why this joint is hot. Can't keep it real. Now, some of us do, but most of us don't. That's just how I wanna feel. I shed blood for my people that'll keep you looking see-through if ever you try to creep through. DMX.
You gotta be able to smile to all this.
Can I do but keep getting money? Funny, I was just like you. I had to hustle hard, never give up until I made it. Now y'all saying that's a clever nigga. Nothing to play with. Hate on me. I blew, but I'm the same OG. People warn me. When you on top, there's envy. Took my niggas out the hood, but you doubt on us. Saying we left the hood, but can't get it out of us. My bad. Did I step on my shoes? Give them to you. Here's my cars and my house. You can live in that too. Criticize when I go for the street. Hate my dress code. Gucci this, Fendi that. What you expect, ho? Nickname Esco. Took this game to its threshold. Best flow, I bet the whole U.S. know. Try to make it like you the realest, but who the illest? Think we all know the answer to that, cause niggas feel us, right? There's a lot of real niggas out
there. There's a lot of real niggas everywhere. That's why you don't fuck with anybody. It's showtime, folks!
Yo, welcome to another edition of City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Yeah, my main man, Father Time. Time, what's good, dog?
What's going on, man? What's up?
Ain't more shit, different day. You know how we do it, man. I see we got the line jumping real early. Real early. What's going on? What's going on?
What's up?
How you doing?
All right, and you?
I'm good. I mean, you like what's up? Like, shit. Like, you got some beef. You got some beef today, Candy?
No, I just had a lot happen to me in the past, not even a week, so.
Hold on. Don't worry, baby. Keep your head up. You know everything gonna look up for you.
Well,
so that's why you here. You here on Sin City to have a good time and relax, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Okay, well, that's all we ask you to do. Kick back, relax, have fun with us tonight.
I will. I sure will.
All right. You do that. Dude.
What's up, Doc?
I mean, since it's early, you know, and, you know, we ain't got a lot of people online, we could talk shit, right?
For sure. What's on your mind, man?
I'm looking at them Bears, dog.
Them who?
Them Bears.
Them Cubs?
Bears, on, motherfucker,
man.
They're not, Bears.
They're not going to hold up, dude. They're losing. They got to lose in the first round, man. They suck.
Thank y'all.
You're terrible, man.
They terrible.
I mean, they ain't really beat nobody, dude.
Okay.
I mean, they're 9-3. True enough, they're 9-3. I'll give them that. But they still going to be known as a team that the quarterback got sacked 10 times in the first half. Who have they beat, man? That's got a winning record.
Okay. Okay, so now what if they beat New England this week?
I give them all kind of props. I will give them all kind of. I will get on the show next week and say the Bears are the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. Not going to happen, but.
Like Candy,
they do win that
you my witness to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, as long as I got a witness on here, we cool. We cool. Okay.
I tell you what, I even sweeten it for you. If the Bears beat the Patriots, I will call you master for the whole show.
Are they playing the Patriots?
Yeah,
not if they
playing the Patriots.
It's a part two. If the Patriots win, you call me teacher for the whole show.
Teacher?
Teacher.
Teacher.
No, fuck it. You got a deal, dog. You got a deal.
Bet.
You got a deal. Fuck it. I go for that.
Bet. Candy, you make sure you call in early next Tuesday. Because I don't want no bullshit. I want to go back and archive no shit. You my witness.
Okay, I will be.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, man, I'm liking my Bears right about now. I mean, I ain't the biggest Bears fan in the world, but, yeah, I'm feeling them.
What about them Vikings, man? Two in a row, Beck.
Man, what's going on with them? I mean, now, you know, the Vikings, that's my team. But, man, God damn, what we going to do?
Man, Childress fucked it up, dude. I'm glad they fired his ass. Childress fucked it up, man. He stopped giving AC the ball.
Right.
He gets pissed off at Favre because he changed the plays.
I mean, I understand you got the gunslinger on your team, but shit, he an old gunslinger, shit.
He can still throw that ball, though. He can still throw the rock.
Yeah, but Jesse James couldn't beat Billy the Kid.
Well, maybe so. But
you know I mean, we got a problem
gonna,
on that who
you
ain't have.
You gonna sit far on the bench?
No, I wouldn't
all
sit far on the bench. Well, hold on, now hit me out, man. Hit me out. I'm not saying I'm gonna sit him on the bench, but yeah, some plays I am gonna make around. What's my man T Jackson?
Mhm.
I'm gonna make something around him, man. Just for the shock factor. Because, I mean, come on, man. Let's be realistic. Now, don't get me wrong. Up until he came to Minnesota, I never was a Brett Favre fan. But now I always give him his respect. The motherfucker's a hell of a player. But he's hurt, man. The man got, what, he on fractured ankle or something? I mean, I commend him just But before that, it was his ankle.
Well, it hasn't been his ankle all year, but he's been playing with it.
Right, and I commend him for it, man. I commend him for it. I mean, anybody come out there, you know, week after week and do what he do, man, hey, I commend him for it all the way. But, man, sometimes he just got to sit down. I mean, when he's hobbling.
Sorry. It's not going to happen. No coach when they right, man. Gonna sit Favre down if Favre can play. If he's able to play, he's gonna play, man. He's Brett Favre, dude.
I understand that he's Brett Favre. I like Brett Favre. I am a Vikings fan. AP, my dog. Hell, I hope by the grace of God they can get somewhere. But all I'm saying is that I mean, dude, when you take the snap and you hobbling in the hole, it might be time for you to sit down for at least a couple of plays. Let the leg rest
that's
a little
hard,
bit.
Dude. They're not sitting, Brett. Brett don't sit, man.
Yeah, well,
Brett,
that's why their record is the way it is.
Hey, what about your boy from Washington, Haynesworth? Did you see what this fool did today?
No, I didn't see him.
He got suspended for the rest of the season, right?
Right.
Now, the reason they suspended him is because, you know, he don't want to go in the game. The coach tells him to go in the game. He's like, fuck you, I ain't going out. I'm tired. And I'm going to sit this one out. You know what I mean? He ain't doing the right defensive plays. Nothing, right? This motherfucker, the coach took him out of the game last Sunday. Coach took him out of the game. This motherfucker told him that he ain't got nothing to say his coach for the rest of the year. He ain't got to say
his name. That's why he's sitting his ass at home. That's why he's sitting his ass at home. But hold on. We're going to talk shop in a minute, man. We got a new call on the line. Caller, what's up?
How you doing?
All right.
Who is this?
And who might this be?
This is Sweetness.
Sweetness. What's up, Sweetness? I should have known. I heard that sweet-ass voice.
Is that right?
What's up, baby? How you feeling tonight?
I feel okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got these two ladies on the line. What you ladies feel like speaking about? It's just do it up Tuesday. Say what you want to say. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what we're going to talk about. What's on your mind? Either one of you ladies, Candy or Sweetness. What's on your mind?
I just want to make a shout out. That's all I want to do. I want to say, rest in peace to Annie Lindsay. She's my grandmother. She passed away December 2nd. We buried her yesterday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So.
Amen.
God got him an angel.
There you go. Keep that attitude. Keep that same attitude. Just remember about the good times. No, it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try to remember the good.
Yeah.
It's a process.
And then
my
brother's been
trust
gone.
And believe.
Well, he's not my biological brother, but he was like a brother. He's been gone 7 years today. So I want to say RIP to Larry Hodges, a.k.a. Luscious, number 23.
Okay.
But other than that, everything's going great.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Like I said, I hope everything work out for you, baby. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
Hey, mama.
Hey, how's everybody?
Hey, Janine. How you doing?
Fine.
I'm doing pretty good.
What's
going on with your hot mama?
Nothing much. Trying to get my landlord up out of here.
Your landlord?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold up. What you mean?
What?
You hook your landlord up?
Hey, baby. What? I hear you. You say what? I said, hey,
I don't know.
Baby.
What was that, butter? What's up, butter? What's going down, baby?
What's good?
We're trying to figure out why Jadine still got a landlord in the house at 8:44 at night.
Wow. Well, she getting that rent paid.
Oh, is that what she doing? She's paying the rent.
She's trying to get over on Christmas rent. You know, she got Christmas. She don't want to pay that rent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how funny.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he gave you free rent this month, didn't he?
It would have to be free if you're going to get that.
I know, right? I know. Oh, how you doing, Candy?
That is horrible.
How you doing, brother?
You all right, baby?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just feeling kind of heavy-hearted because I know you had lost your grandmother. And...
Yeah.
It's gonna be all right.
Yes,
he does.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all right.
Yeah. Like we said tonight, we gonna have fun. We gonna lift our spirits up tonight. We gonna have some fun tonight. We gonna let Candy have some. We gonna make Candy laugh tonight.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Dick. What's up? Yeah, that made her smile, didn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
That first thing come through y'all mind, huh?
Yeah. No, but for real though, I mean, if there's nobody, and if you're not don't have a topic right now, I would like to ask a question.
Go ahead, ask your question.
Okay. Say for the ladies, say you got a friend, you consider that friend real close, best friend, whatever, and for a long time you've talked to this person on the phone about a guy that you like, and you say his name all the time, but it's nobody, you know, nobody has said anything where I know of this guy named blah, blah, or whatever, or nothing has been brought up. Until you get on Facebook and find out that your friend and him are friends on Facebook. So you question both of them, how do they know each other? And both of them tell you they've known each other for over 6 or 7 years. They just cool or whatever. And I guess you ask if they fucked, have they fucked yet or whatever, or have they fucked? Or did they use the fuck? And nobody answers you. They actually, your friend, she actually laughs when you ask her the question. And he tells you that he's just known her for a long time. How would you respond to that?
First of all, let me ask you a question. Is the guy your man?
He's not the man. He's just somebody that I've messed around with randomly, on a stable basis, like, you know.
But if they did fuck, how could you be mad? He ain't your man.
Okay, but it ain't me. But these two females are friends, real close friends. And I guess the female that asked the question feels like best friends shouldn't fuck each other's man or fuck each other's used to be men or whatever like that.
Well, who had them?
Hold on. I got a question, man. Now I got a question with that. Now, now, us as men, we got somewhat of an ethics code to that too. You know what I'm saying? We got a code to that.
Okay.
Now, I gotta ask you. Is at any point in time, had this dude been either one of y'all main, like, this is your guy, well, your friends, is that the guy?
He was never my main. I don't know who he was to her, but from what I understand, he was never her main either.
Oh, well.
Okay,
so
well, who had him first?
Well, y'all
so
keep moving, don't y'all?
From what I understand, but I didn't even know
then
he had him until... I didn't even know she had him until recently.
Well, I mean, don't y'all explore
the moment. She asked me, did I fuck him? And I laughed about it 2 days in a row because, first of all, I feel like if you like this man, regardless of whether I fucked him, sucked him, or whatever I did, if you like him, then you go ahead and enjoy your relationship or whatever it is that you have him because I don't want him. I can't get them because I'm in a whole nother city, state, or whatever. So enjoy yourself. I don't understand what the problem is. And she actually got angry and said she wasn't fucking with me no more. I was no longer her friend because I didn't tell her whether I slept with him or not.
Wait a minute. That's butter right there. Now wait a minute, butter. I'm just trying to get the whole story. I'm trying to make sure I got the story right. You and a guy fucked around, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then your friend fucked with him after you or before you?
After me. From what
she
I
fucked
understand.
With him. Okay, she
she's
fucked
known
with
him
after.
For a long time.
Oh. But, okay.
She's known him for a long time, but she fucked with him after I did, and I didn't even know that they even knew each other until like 3 days ago.
Okay, well, I mean, why you couldn't answer the question? Like, well, fuck it, yeah, I fucked with him, shit. I mean, that's the past. Y'all supposed to keep that
moving. I mean, it was funny. That's what I'm saying. When she first asked me, I laughed. I thought it was funny.
No, so I'm asking, why didn't you tell her, yeah, that y'all did fuck around? Because, I mean, that was the past. It wasn't, you weren't fucking them,
I mean,
like, y'all weren't fucking them at the same time, right?
When she said, I was telling her that, you know, I talked to him, but I don't even remember if I fucked him or not. That's the comment that I made. I said, because it's been so long.
Wait a minute, baby. Just for future references, don't tell nobody else that. Please don't tell nobody.
I mean, this is what I told her. I'm not saying that this is what it was. This is what I told her because of her tone and everything. So I'm wondering, like, basically, what's the problem, you know? And when she said that she was going to cut him off because I fucked him, I was like, well, I didn't. Because I didn't want her
but
to cut
did.
Him off. It doesn't matter. I don't understand the problem. Hold on.
Okay, but now maybe the problem is that you sitting there saying that you didn't fuck him and, you know, you did.
I was supposed to be a pill, but I took.
I'm looking at it from a okay, we got a baby.
What? We got a baby.
We can't hear what the baby.
I'm in the car. I can't help it. She crying.
Okay,
not
well, hold
car.
On. We're going to go down the line on you. Now, me
okay.
personally, Now, me and Tommy, we've been friends a long time. Now, if he happened to fuck somebody, and I happened to fuck him, and neither one of us was, I mean, she wasn't neither one of our women, we going to kick back and, like, oh, that's crazy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But not now, that's just us. That's just us as men. Maybe we
mm-hmm.
some dogs or some pigs or whatever y'all want to call us.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I'm going to go down the line with this one because I don't want to be the one to saying, well, I'm saying one thing and everybody's thinking another thing. Candy,
mm-hmm.
how you feel about that
yeah.
one?
Well, packing the four shorts in the box.
The thing is if you two didn't know, you know what I'm saying, if she didn't know, now, I mean, if the truth would have came out, you know what I'm saying, if she would have asked you, you being a friend, you should be able to say, yeah, I did, because you're supposed to be her friend. You're supposed to tell the truth. But if she didn't know, I mean, it wouldn't have been wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like if it happened, I thought I had my rewards card with me. I'm sorry. Because
you should have been honest with her when she did ask.
I mean, I wasn't honest with her because of her reaction to what I was saying.
Truth hurts, but sometimes it's got to be said.
But see, that's where it comes in. That's what tests us a friendship.
Right.
Okay.
Men test a friendship.
Wait a minute,
that's where you find out who's your true friend and who you don't.
You know
so
what?
I'm not going to tell you because
look
I didn't.
Yeah, hold on, y'all. Thank you. We're going to go down the line. Now, we're going to go to Sweetness. Sweetness, what you got to say?
I just said I would have told her. You know what I'm saying? Because,
okay.
I mean, if we fall out over that, then we was never girls from the get-go.
Okay. That's a true thing. Janine, baby, what you got? How you feel about that one?
Oh,
she should have told. You should have told her. And you should have said something because you knew that could have been the guy she was talking about when she kept saying his name. So that really made her feel stupid because she felt like,
mm-hmm.
I've been telling you this guy's name all this time. You ain't never brought
no,
up
I
that
didn't,
you fucked around some
him.
Guy.
I didn't think it was him. I didn't think it was him because, first of all, it happened so long ago, he's not even in my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't think it was him at all. It never, ever come. So I never thought it was him at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, and it's not like this is the only man that she talk about. So,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. 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 Sunshine. Oh, well, I guess Sunshine didn't want to comment on that. Okay, but now, so we all, okay, all us in agreement that, I mean,
hello.
Maybe you should have said something.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, my phone was on mute. I do got something to say. She might...
Wait a minute, you said your phone overheated.
No, it was on mute. And y'all wouldn't hear no background noise. It was on mute.
Hey, Sunshine.
Hey, y'all. I'm sorry to hear
okay,
about
baby.
So long, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay, that was butter, right? The situation is?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, butter. If that's your girl and y'all close like that, she know when you lying. And she probably mad at you because she feel you shouldn't have lied to her because y'all girls. The dude is not what's going to come between y'all. It's the fact that she probably feel like she can't trust you because you weren't honest with her.
Okay, when I laughed, that should have been enough to know it happened. But her whole attitude changed after that. What was I supposed to say? I didn't want her, first of all, to cut this dude off because of what
okay.
happened years ago. And I didn't want
okay,
her
now.
To get angry
now, butter,
because
butter,
I did.
Butter. But now let me ask you. Now I'm just gonna put this out there. Now I might ask a question to Timer. Timer.
What up?
You all right. Nigga, we met Janine. Both of us hit Janine, right? No pun intended, Janine. Just your name, first one I seen. Now we both hit Janine. Now, I ain't told you I hit Janine. Now, when you ask me, I laugh it off. Do you get mad? Do I be like, if I'm like, do you get mad?
No, I wouldn't be mad, folks.
I mean, because I'm not telling you I did.
No, I wouldn't get. I wouldn't get. Well.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be pissed. I'm gonna be pissed if I came up to you and I'm like, "Dawg, did you hit her?" And you, motherfucker, did you hit her or not? Motherfucker, what the fuck you laughing at?
Well,
hold on.
I tend to disagree with that. Sometimes in certain situations, you do have to lie to your friend. Sometimes
right.
you do. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah,
Wait a minute, hold on, one at a time.
I can understand her being mad, but I don't understand her saying that we ain't no longer friends. You just basically cutting me off, really, because I laughed.
Probably because you laughed when you should have told her the truth.
Right. It's
come
not
on,
a
man.
Deal. It's the fact that
I gotta agree
honest.
With that.
Well, buddy,
I was in that same situation before, but it was me and my cousin. And I didn't know that she had dealt with the dude before I did. And when we found out about it, we were arguing because she's telling me, go ahead and do what you do. He, you know, he eats some fast pussy. And I'm like, well, no, to me, that ain't cool. And, I mean, it didn't break us up because we were both honest. I've never, ever dated anybody knowingly that any of my friends or my family has ever got with. I don't like being lied to. And I can think what she's saying, you know, you want being downright honest with me. You supposed to be my girl. If we girls, it ain't nothing you supposed to be able to, you supposed to be able to talk to me about any and everything. You don't have to lie to me. You don't have to be fake with me because we girls. I accept you for who you are, for what you do. You could be the biggest hoe in the world. If I choose you to be my friend and you my girl, do what you do. That's not for me to judge.
Hey, but
you supposed to be able to be yourself and with your girl.
My
advice,
thing
okay?
was,
my
by thing
the way,
was.
Let me give you some advice. Hold on, let me give you some advice.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you some advice.
Okay.
If she roll up on you,
you shut up, bitch.
That's what you tell her.
Oh, shit. You stupid.
I'm just saying. You see, you should get
but,
shut
I mean,
up.
If y'all, two girls in time, that shit don't heal and y'all will be back cool. I don't know no female that, if they true friends, that they going to get into it over no nigga. I just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, don't ain't y'all saying dick come a dime a dozen?
Give me the quarter so I can get on this phone.
Yes, it does.
You be quiet while you got the landlord over there paying your rent.
So, brother, don't even trip. You know what I'm saying? If she get mad at you, you just
brought this on yourself, man. You brought this on yourself.
Just tell her she brought it on herself. Ain't your fault. Why she gonna get mad at you? Over
I
something
mean,
happened a long ass time ago.
That's what
right,
I'm trying to say. It happened oh so long ago. And when she asked me, I thought it was funny. The way she asked me, I just thought it was funny. And then when I got ready to tell her, you know, really at the time, I'm like, I wanted to tell her, I really honestly don't remember whether it actually went down or if it was just a headshot. I don't remember.
Butter,
but because
I done told you once. Butter,
oh,
I done told you once. Don't you tell nobody else that shit that you don't remember. That don't sound good. Don't tell nobody.
Okay,
that.
But you know I smoke reefer, so you know what I'm saying, my memory.
Butter, I understand that concept. But, baby, please, don't tell nobody else that. You just tell us. Don't you tell. Don't you go back out in these streets and tell nobody that. Because a motherfucker will pop you in your mouth because they think you bullshit.
It's time to go to bed, baby.
What?
And as for you, Father Time.
Yeah.
Now, if you going to sit in my face and laugh after I ask you, did you fuck her? And you going to laugh? You know what I'm going to look at you? And I'm gonna tell you with my Ike Turner voice.
Oh, so you done lost your
motherfucking mind. You lost your motherfucking mind.
You just gotta put the shoe on the other foot, Bottom. You just gotta put the shoe on the other foot.
It's time. It's time.
I mean, if I put the shoe on the other foot, I wouldn't even ask the question. If I was putting the shoe on the other foot, I wouldn't even ask the question because it wouldn't matter.
Hey!
How
she cut my man off? He trying to talk you. There you go, brother. You got
time for my public service announcement. All right. We got all the chat rooms open. We got the CNC chat room open. We got the blogtalk.com/CNCity chat room open. That's blogtalkradio.com/CNCity. Put us up in the chat room. Okay. And we're gonna give everybody a little break. We're gonna play a little song, and we'll be right back with you.
One time, yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one set will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics is knowledge. Need bodies chopped up in garbages, see, watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I ducked, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rep to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police station, street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now. One mic. All I need is 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 one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin blocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, pacing revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. The time is now. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weakness is. I have none. Too late to grab guns. I'm blasting because I'm a fool, nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you, niggas. What you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. War gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with dick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Yards, drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop will be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds were blinding, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. So now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurting were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. It's time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. Yeah.
All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Fuck cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. One mic. Spread my voice to the whole world. Baby.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back. That same old place that you laughed about. Well, the memories have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. You even thought they made you. Yeah, where we need you.
Hey, for y'all, that was not my idea. That was Father Ty. That was not my idea.
Hey, that was nice though, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Man. Yeah, I welcome everybody back to the show. Oh, by the way, I got another service announcement, y'all. Now, y'all know on Sin City, y'all know we still got our T-shirts going and everything. Y'all need to support that. And we got Felicia's store online, too. So y'all can hit up the Rev. She got her own little site going on. Y'all go and hit up her site from our site. Just log on to the Sin City site, and y'all can check out Felicia's site, too. All right. And don't forget, all the chat rooms are open. BlogTalkRadio.com/SinCity. Okay. All right, I'm done.
All right, so now.
We like to have fun.
Sorry.
Hold. These new interns, I tell you, goddamn. All right, well, check this out. y'all know it's Tuesday. Y'all know what we do, man. You know how we let everybody air out whatever they got to go. And you know we got to start. During the break, I thought about it. You know, Janine?
Yes?
You know, we always got to hear what type of episodes you got going on for this week.
Why I got to have an episode?
Because you always do. You always give us one. You like to...
I'll tell y'all about my friend, how she is so hypocritical, and all week, I think for like, I'm going to say longer than that, I'm going to say 2 weeks, she's been talking about going to prayer service, going to pray, talking about she getting back in church, fuck niggas, she ain't going to be fucking 6-7 niggas in a week. And then she gonna ask me after all this time, I'm talking about church, talking about if we going to that orgy party. I was like, what?
Yeah, I told y'all that thing got something for us every week.
Girl, yeah, you know the orgy party on Saturday. I said, bitch, you been talking about church for like 2 months. And praying and getting on your knees, talking to the Lord. And you gonna sit here and now you want to talk about an orgy party.
Yeah, she was telling the Lord, please bring me that orgy party. Please bring me water.
And I told her I wasn't fooling with her.
Now, speaking of the orgy parties, I was talking to somebody, right? And they were telling me that, like, when you go to the party, like, when you go to the bathroom, that's the sign. So, what's up with that? Is that the sign when you walk to the bathroom?
Yeah, they trying to get you in the bathroom.
Okay, so now, like, okay, now let's just say, for instance, like, say I'm down, you know, I'm down wherever, you know, we doing what we doing, and I got to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the bathroom. So do I leave, like, if I leave the door half open or what? Is that a sign to come in or what? How do I do this? I'm gonna
crazy.
How do I do this?
Leave the door open?
Yeah, I mean, do I leave it cracked halfway or do I leave it wide open? I mean, what do I do?
Usually if a girl wants you, they'll follow you to the bathroom. Now, if you leave the door, you know, unlocked or something like that and she try to open it and come in, you don't say nothing, then she gonna think you welcoming her in.
Oh, okay. So what it is if I'm eyeing a girl all night, you know, I'm
mm-hmm.
eyeing two or three of them, and I get up and I walk to the bathroom, and I get him that eye like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. I just
mm-hmm.
walk in and get naked.
Yeah.
By the time they get in, I'm going to be standing there butt naked like, surprise.
or you could always just take them upstairs to the rooms where they having big orgies anyway, you know. You talk to them, you know, downstairs is usually where you talk to them and just, you know, you get to know people. But sometimes, you know, people just try to, you know, they'll get you in the bathroom. Because, you know, you can't go nowhere, you stuck.
Janine, I'm pretty much going to tell you, if you take me up in a room full of naked women, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm not going to know who I am. You're going to be like, "What? I don't know what the fuck just happened to him. He just went for the race." He just started humping and humping, and he wouldn't stop humping. I mean, that boy just went crazy.
Yeah, it's just nakedness everywhere. People in jacuzzis. It's just a bunch of stuff. They had a little swing and beds.
Hey,
that's
I got
all
one
you
of
see
those.
Is beds everywhere.
I got a swing. Yeah, I got a swing. Who was that saying, I'm gonna have to post my swing on SinCity.Spruce. Man, look, hey, anybody want to push? Just come on through. I'll push you. I will
Uh-oh.
Push you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna push you good, baby. I'm gonna push you good.
What's that address?
SinCity.Spruce.com.
That ain't what a swing, eh?
Oh damn! That's down in the layer, baby. That's down in the layer.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta come on down the layer. Get pushed
mm-hmm.
on the swing. That is.
Mhm. You go high. You're pushing real high.
You say what now, baby?
I said you're pushing real high.
I push you real high.
She said you're going to give her underdog.
The who?
The underdog.
Man, look here. I don't know about all the underdog, but goddamn it, you going to Superman on that motherfucker. I guarantee you that.
What
and
is
I guarantee
underdog?
Every time. I don't want
to
know.
You know, like, when you know, underdog is like when you push somebody on a swing and you push and you go underneath so that they go real high.
Oh yeah, you gonna go real high. And every time you come back, you gonna come back saying "Wee!" Oh yeah.
I'm back.
Oh, buddy, you're back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're back, buddy.
Yeah, y'all was talking about me while I was gone.
Nah, I was about to say. I was about to tell you.
What? Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Hold on, buddy. We didn't kind of switch gears now because Janine didn't get what's the motherfucking. She taking us up into the orgy fest.
What?
Nah. Yeah. So I'm figuring like this. At some point in time, hey, how do you go about hosting these, Janine? How do you go about if you want to host your own? So I figure, it ain't nothing like Sin City if you don't have one of those.
I know.
You
right?
really just need a place to have it. That's all.
Right. That's all.
And people let you rent out their facilities. Like there are certain facilities that they let you rent out their place. You know what I mean? Like, say you want to have your own personal party, and they'll let you rent out that place, and then you can invite people and have them pay, you know, the regular fees, because it's like, if you're a couple, it's like $30. You know, single men, of course, get charged more.
I paid $50 the last time I went.
Really? Every place charged differently, but men, they usually charge between $50 and $70 if you're single. And then, of course, single females, they usually charge less because they want more single females to come in.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I guess it's because I went with a man.
How do you
I don't
go
know.
About, how do you invite somebody to that you don't know? Let's say, like, I mean, you're hosting your party.
Mm-hmm.
You told everybody you know. Now, how do you approach the stranger? What do you say?
Shit. Via internet.
Say you a swinger or something. You put information about the swingers.
And they don't never say where it is. They don't never give out the address until you say you want to come. You have to be a willing participant. You know what I mean?
Right.
And once they say they want to come, then they usually send us an email with the address and where it's at and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the advertisement look like?
They got some of them have websites. Some it's just from like when you go, you meet other people that do their own parties. You feel what I'm saying?
and then you meet new people, and then you meet new people, and then they give passing out they little, you know, they little club and who they with.
Mm-hmm. But what does it say? If I'm looking at the newspaper or something and I run across this article, what is it going to say?
It ain't going to be in no newspaper.
No, saying. It
ain't going to be in the newspaper.
I'm just saying, they got to advertise in some kind of way. What does it say? Big-ass orgy? I mean, come on, what does it say?
The name of one of the sites is called Couples Connection.
Couples Connection. I'm going to look them up.
He writing that down right now.
He like, I'm
right
looking
down,
right now.
He's going straight for the site.
That's the name of one of them. And what you usually do, they usually post their parties. They say they having a party, and it's just like an exotic website. They tell you, you know, this is for like-minded people who want to have fun.
Right.
Well, I'm about to tell you what they got going on.
Stupid. So you on that now, huh, dog?
I'm on there.
So what's up, man?
Damn.
So what's up? If we host one of them, if we host one of them, everybody gang. Huh?
Who are you at?
Damn,
you
we gotta go down the line. Candy, you gang? I guess the dog barks it. Hell yeah. Sweetness, you gang?
Yeah, she had to think about it.
What you mean? What you mean? What you thinking about, girl?
She ain't ready for it yet. She's still kind of fresh.
Sweetness, why you ain't got no profile?
Girl, I'm
older
than you. Girl, no, you ain't.
Yes, I'm in.
Hold on. We ain't asking all that. Sweetness, I'm trying to figure out why you ain't got no profile on the page yet.
Because I ain't got access to a computer, and I ain't been on Candy's crib yet.
Oh, okay. Well, but that is coming soon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Well, Janine, all I'm asking you to do is just show us how to host it. I already know you coming. Okay, now here go the difficult one. Here go the difficult one, y'all, right here. Sunshine, you coming? Here go the difficult one.
Are you just talking?
Why
I
gotta be the difficult one?
I don't know, cause you know how you get to hollering and going crazy. I'm saying, you coming?
I mean, who is it gonna be more than just you and five at a time? Cause I mean, all of us females.
Oh yeah. I'm all you need, baby. But if you need a little bit more, yeah, that'll be there too.
It's a possibility.
It's possible. You know what? I'm gonna take. I'm not gonna say nothing else because if you just said it's a possibility, that's a good enough answer for me.
Okay, because I wasn't expecting that at all.
Okay, Butler, my question to you is, what time you coming?
Okay, that's all. Help set up. You feel me? I'll be
here
to help set up.
Okay, now, better yet, we got a better question for you, Butter. You gonna help put up the decorations? Cause I know you gonna be there.
Of course.
Oh, okay, my girl. Hey, man. Look, Tamara. We need to get this jumping, man. I think, you know what, dog? I think one of these will do you real good too. I do, seriously. I do believe orgy would do Father Time a whole lot of justice.
Yes, he needs to relax, relate, and release.
Right.
And, you know, I've been to a few parties, but you know who gets down the craziest is them white folks. Because I was a member of one club. I was a member in one club, and so I used to get invited to whatever party they had at that one club. And me and my friend went this one time with them white folks there. Oh, Lord. I mean, they was on the pool table just getting down.
See, and that's my type of
party. Goodness, this is in the open area. And it's not like people just hound you and try to get with you every time you go or nothing like that. Sometimes people just want to go and watch. And maybe you want to get on the stripper pole and have fun or something. They got the stripper pole in there.
And see, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Hey, man, I got some technical difficulties, man, so handle it.
Oh, shit, don't worry about it, bro. Don't worry about it at all. I'm handling it right now. What day can we get this going, shit? All right, man, hold on. We got a new caller. Oh, man, this caller don't want to come in.
It's just me.
Oh, it's you?
Yeah, I changed phones.
Oh, shit. I thought we had a new invite. Oh, shit. We got a new invite up in here.
Yeah.
Nah, hold up. We got some people listening in via phone. It's not, you know, pressing number one. But now, you can press number one if you want to come to the party. Now, if you want to come to the party, you can press number one. That's 219 area code. That's 219 area code. Press one if you want to come on to the party.
Mm.
I guess they don't want to come to the party.
They scared. It's going to be all right.
I sure hope they come to the party, too. But now, like I said, man, we need to get this jumping off.
It will. It will happen.
Butter, ain't nobody listening to you, Butter. Butter came to the city and didn't fuck with nobody. You
heard? Are you going to go back to that again?
Yeah, we are.
Butter came to the city and didn't fuck with nobody.
You know what?
Candy was sitting there waiting on him.
Nobody came to see me either. Everybody knew why
well,
I was there.
That wasn't the deal.
Okay, if you would have came and saw me, then you would have been able to.
No.
What
on everybody's defense.
You know what it is.
You said when you touched down, you was hitting everybody, and you ain't hitting nobody.
I apologize, too, and I'm not being forgiven for my.
No. You don't have to make that up to us.
Wow.
You make that up.
I can do that, no problem. I can do that. Tell me how you want me to do that, and I'll do it.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm like Santa Claus. I want some ho-ho-hos for Christmas.
Really? All right. I got you, boy.
I don't want no good girls. I want all bad girls.
I got you, boo.
Hold up, y'all. Hold up. I'm finna do something right quick. Hold on. I'm finna have a one-on-one conversation with somebody. This is something I ain't never did before, but I'm gonna try it tonight. I'm gonna try it tonight for the first time. Everybody just work with me for a second. Sweetness.
Yes.
What's up? You the new booty on here. Now,
yeah.
What's up? Now, you been relatively quiet. You ain't really been saying nothing. What's going on with you?
I'm just listening, you know, seeing what it's about, and, you know, I got a lot going on in my mind right now.
All right, well, I mean, I want to ease your mind now. I want to ease your mind. All right? Is that cool? You going to work with me tonight?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep, I'll do that.
All right, now, because every time, I've noticed you just, every time you call, you get kind of quiet. You don't say nothing. You know, you be in your own little world.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I got a lot on my mind right now, that's all.
Okay,
don't take it personal,
though. Okay, nah. I understand that. But we ain't finna do all that tonight, right?
Right.
We gonna let your mind be at ease.
Okay.
Tell me a secret.
Right, baby? Let your mind be at ease tonight.
I don't just want to know about any secret. All
right.
All right.
Your mind at ease.
Yeah.
Oh! Huh? Where you from, baby?
Because
from here, Michigan City, Indiana.
You what?
Michigan City, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, Michigan City.
Mm-hmm.
Your man
I'm
on the
reason. I'm single by choice.
Know your single by choice.
Yep.
That right?
Mm-hmm.
What you got on?
A nightgown with no panties.
I got with no panties.
Mm-hmm. I don't wear panties.
Damn, you don't?
Nope.
Okay, so now, let me ask you this. Do you ever get on the chat room with us?
No.
Why not? Oh, you said you have a computer yet, right?
I don't have a computer.
All right, so now, let me ask you now. Once you get that computer, because I know somebody special going to give you that computer, right?
Is that right?
When you get on
I
computer,
can't wait.
You get in that chat room. I mean, what you gonna show your boy?
Show you whatever you wanna say.
You gonna show me what's sweet about you?
Yep. Everything.
So? Everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now
everything.
With me now. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now don't be playing with me now.
No, I don't play, bro.
You don't?
Nope.
You ever come to the G?
No, I ain't been there in a long time. Years.
You ain't been to the G in a while.
Yeah, in a long time.
Check this out. Me and Thomas, we planning on taking a little road trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, Michigan City on the way on our little road trip that we gonna take.
Mm-hmm.
Mind if we come over there?
Well, I mean, right now I ain't got my own crib. I'd stay with somebody right now, but I could always meet you somewhere.
We got money for hotels, baby.
All right, we can do. I'll meet you. Just let me know when.
Mm-hmm. Now, me and Tom are coming together, so I mean, you bringing a friend or you coming by yourself?
I could do either or.
Damn. You do it like that?
Yep, I have.
Okay. Sweetness. What you willing to do, babe?
Huh?
I'm trying to ask you what you willing to do.
What am I willing to do? I can show you better than I can tell you.
You can show me better than you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you're telling me anything goes, right?
Almost anything goes.
So what are we not doing?
The anal thing. I don't get down like
no,
that.
Ain't no,
that's the only thing I won't do.
That's the only thing you won't do? I can accept
right.
that.
Yeah, but the baby
I can accept that at all points of time. But now, I'm like I told you, me and Tom are coming.
Okay.
When I say we coming, we coming.
Okay. I got you.
All right.
All right. Now,
you hear this last little part, what he said? Cause this is what I want to hear. This is what I want to see. That's what I want to see. I want to see that guard. All right.
You was wild. Okay, I got you.
All right, now when we come down to Michigan City, I don't want no trouble out of you. Well, I want a lot of trouble out of you, but
right.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean, baby.
Yep, I got you.
You got me.
Mhm.
All right, so we're gonna see you on sincity.spruce.com real soon, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
I'm gonna try to get over there tomorrow.
You gonna make that happen for me, ain't you?
Yes, I'm.
Huh?
Yes, I am.
The quicker you make that happen, the quicker we gonna make that trip happen. All
right. Right. Okay.
All right, now. We'll see. Alright, now don't be playing with me.
No, I'm not playing with you.
No, okay. Alright, on that note, we're gonna get back to the show now.
Alright.
Okay. How y'all good people doing? We like to have a little fun.
That was nice.
Yeah, I won, man.
That was nice, man.
We like to have fun. We like to make jokes, fool around, things of that nature, and have a good time.
I got a
question. I wasn't making no joke, though.
Where's Toy? Where's Toy?
That's nice, man. Michael, shut up.
Hello.
What up, people?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Say hello to my little friend.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Butter?
Yes.
You said you had a question, right?
How is that?
Yes.
And what was your question?
Where's Toy?
Oh, where's Toy? Well, let me tell you about Toy. Toy just, what we had with Toy, how can I put this? What we had with Toy was...
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
So, in a good fashion of Sin City and how we do, what we had to do with Toy is...
I kicked her country ass through the cage.
No, I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just
kicked
joking.
Her country ass.
I was about to say, wow, you didn't put her on probation.
No, I'm just joking. No, Toy has some personal things she had to take care of, but she be back. She, by the fact... Toy might, if everything go right, Miss Toy be back tomorrow. Toy had a little personal issue she had to take care of, you know, get out the way. So she had to do what she had to do.
I understand.
Oh, that was funny.
She gonna get that resolved, and we gonna be.
That's good.
We're going to be back, you know, we're going to be back full strength.
Call the static.
Who all get in the chat room tonight?
Me.
I guess.
Sunshine.
Ain't nobody else get in the chat room tonight?
What's Sunshine at? Sunshine don't ever get in the chat room. Janine, you coming?
Yeah, I'll be there.
She said that last time she did.
Wait till the landlord leaves. Wait till the landlord leaves. That's not a problem.
She was saying she was coming last time she didn't come. Ain't nobody brought that up.
What are you going to put me out there?
I mean, I'm just saying. Had me waiting, you know, thinking you was coming. I was ready and shit. I actually had my camera out.
Well, now, hold on. Buddy, you coming back to the chat room? It's all good this week.
Yes.
It's all good this week.
Yes.
Okay, now, I'm just making sure now, because...
This was crazy, though. You ready to go to blows that night.
I was popping popcorn and everything. Shit, somebody swing, goddamn.
Honey.
Hey, wait a minute, dog. Did you see the way how it went off, how the volume went off? And next thing you know, you seen a head shaking real hard. Oh, shit. The hell?
I mean, he just popped up over here like he running shit and walked through the door. I might not have locked it, but damn.
Well, look, we ain't trying to be no witnesses to nothing, so, you know.
Because I was going to cut you off quick.
I ain't see shit. I ain't see nothing.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry tonight. Oh, my God. Yeah, we don't have to worry tonight. I locked my door. All
right. So, see, Janine, Sunshine, y'all missed the motherfucking party last time. What's up?
What you huffing for, Janine? What?
I said I would be on them.
No, I mean, but all of that... What? Tell me for real.
Nothing.
I tell you what, you know what we're going to do? This is what we're going to do. Janine and Butter.
Yes.
If y'all always flirting with each other in the chat room, I want y'all to flirt on the radio. Hold on, let me cue it in.
He just telling us what we're going to do, huh?
We about to do what?
Oh, hold up. Let me get my shit together.
What?
You know I got it. And I'm going to give it to you.
Go ahead. Get y'all flirt on.
That's my dog.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Hold on. Let me put everybody else on mute so we can get the full effect. All right, go ahead. There y'all go. It's y'all show.
Really?
What is this supposed to be doing, Vada?
Talk like y'all. I don't flirt. I just do.
You just say what you're going to say and do what you're going to do, ain't it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we together, it would be different.
So tell me how different it would be.
Because, you know, I like soft feminine women.
Mm-hmm.
I like to rub your hair, rub your breasts, suck on some nipples.
I love
to lick.
Ooh.
Of course I have to start at the top and work my way down.
Oh.
And as I go down and down, your pussy getting wetter and wetter. And I just latch on, my lips are like made for the clit. I could just feel the juices flowing. Lick the juices, I'm licking back and forth. Of course, you holding on to the sides of the bed because it is just so, so good.
Do you feel my tongue going in and out?
I guess you really do. Quiet in the motherfucker over there. Bud, are you going to cooperate?
You know what? I'm over here, like, talking and didn't know the phone was over you. I'm like, what? You didn't just hear what I was going to do to her?
No, we did not hear it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So after I, you know, regained composure from all of that, you know, I laid down. And I start from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
I take you, spread you, and slowly kiss off your leg. Slowly kiss off your left leg. Suck on your thighs a little bit. Lick on your hip bone, you know. Make you think I'm about to just go ahead and eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to your belly button. And then, oh my goodness, because the nipples just so sexy. I take my time and lick all over them and squeeze them in. Oh my goodness. And then I, you know, I like licking around on the neck, the small of your back, and I like biting, so I don't know if you can handle that. And then I get down there and tease you a little bit. I lick it real good once and just sit there and then lick it again slowly. Start off slow. And then once I got you to where I want you, and then I go deeper and deeper, harder and harder.
Paper?
Until your legs are tight, you can't move. And then I go slow again, fast and slow, driving you crazy. I guess.
Yeah, who's gonna come in and join us after that?
Shit. Girl, you ain't know.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Join yourself.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, this was Nina Dunn, right? That was good. That was good. That was live on the radio.
No. Thank you.
Candy and Sweetie.
Yeah.
Y'all got to come up with something for tomorrow night now. Y'all to tomorrow night. I'm going to put some nice little music on here for y'all to do y'all's thing. That? Are we good?
I ain't got no problem with it. We can do that, Sweetness.
Sweetness?
We can do that.
Ain't been the first time.
Won't be the last.
What? Shut your mouth. Tell me something. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all too good. Y'all too good to do it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yes, we'll be good tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Right, here we go, see? Back to back live chronicles up in the house.
Mm-mm-mm. I can't believe it.
She is so dramatic, Blanche.
I'm serious.
Hey, I know we're going to keep this going in the chat room, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Yeah, y'all got to start telling y'all friends about our chat room.
I mean, you start talking about the chat room and my nipples over here hard. Come on now.
They look like
you're going to show us, right?
Oh, my God.
Show us, right?
I don't know.
What you mean you don't know?
Oh, my goodness. I would like
show them.
I would really, really, really like to close my eyes sitting on somebody's face right now.
There you are. I'm talking about sitting on somebody's face. Shit. What's a dick up in her? Shit. Hey, she ain't turning around. She's talking about somebody's face.
Oh, butter. You know what?
Butter.
Yes.
You said you want to make my day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what I want to see on there, right?
What you want to see?
That would make my day.
Okay. Well, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. What you want?
Whatever you got for me.
Okay. I got you, baby. I got you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm recording it too.
What? What did you say?
He said he recording.
Okay, no. No, thanks. You can't be doing that shit.
I would tell you that anyway. I would tell you up front.
You sure? Because you know what? This is what's pissing me off. Oh, my God. I'm basically putting myself out there by saying this. But I just found out today that an old boyfriend of mine, ex-boyfriend now, put a picture of me on Facebook in my bra, sitting on, well, you know, basically I was in my, just in my bra, and I had on, you know, some bottoms, but how you gonna put me on Facebook, a picture of me, like, in 90, what? Why would you do that? I don't even associate with you. We ain't enemies. You know what I'm saying?
Did you let him take the picture?
Yes, I let him take the picture, but I never would have thought that he would have put my shit on Facebook. Come on now.
Since you let him take the picture?
Fucking put this on yourself, man. Put this on yourself.
When I left that there, did he get in trouble?
Run it on yourself.
He didn't?
No. Okay.
Don't y'all know y'all got to be careful.
Damn.
Y'all got a little sex tape that's out now.
Yesterday at the daycare when you was there?
Yeah.
Come on. What?
Yeah.
I had no idea. What is all that?
Bounced it on the first track. All right, y'all, we coming down to the last couple minutes. So we're going to go down the list. Candy, you ain't last words?
I just want to say that thank you for the condolences from everybody. Time will get better. You know how it is. And I love the show tonight. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You're going to see us in the chat room, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get on there.
Hey, what I'm talking about. Well, damn. You mean you ain't last words?
Yeah. Who in the hell is going to come over here and lick up my pussy juices?
Ding, 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm. Y'all excuse me. I've had a couple of beverages tonight. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother. I had too many beverages tonight.
I'm mad at you, man.
Nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't last words.
But I'm saying, dog. You seen those pictures?
Yeah, man. I told you, man. I got them pieced up in my bathroom, dog.
What?
Hey, come on, man. Come on. Buddy, you got your last word?
Man. Damn.
You got it. That's what I know.
Huh? What'd you say?
Say the last word.
I said, whatever.
Oh,
I
guess those are her last words.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to see you in the chat room, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got any last words, dog?
Hey, man, sincity.spruce.com. Hit us up in that chat room tonight. Let's get wild shit. I feel like getting naked. Come on, let's get loose.
All right, y'all, on that note, sincity.spruce.com. Put your page up. Chit-chat. Do what you want to do. Hit us up in the chat room. And we're going to dedicate this one to Janine. Janine, this one's for you. We out.
Yeah, man. Once again, it's on.
It's on.
It's on. It's on.
You know we had to do it again, right?
We had to do it again, boy.
Just fine when I knew what you got in mind, and then got me feeling like Judas. See, girl, I can't leave you alone. Take a shot of this here Patron, and it's gonna be on.
VIP, then got it way too crowded. I'm about to end up calling it a night.
You should. I love it, your girl. Tell her you shake it a scene. Pull up, beat, keep shotgun in the GT with me.
She said, oh.
But you got a promise,
baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
tell me again,
tell me again, baby.
Baby. Oh, I gotta know, baby. Oh, yeah.
Tell me
again. Make sure you're right. Oh, before we leave. Oh, oh, it's a good look, baby.
Sometimes wanna be your lover, sometimes wanna be your friend, sometimes wanna hug you, hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so
comfortable.
Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy.
Hug.
I could be your bug, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark and we both make up. I do anything just to feel your bug. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight back. And I'll be setting separate plays. So on all these separate days, your legs can go to separate ways.
Tell me again,
my baby.
Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Baby.
Make sure you're right before you choose.
I've been knowing you for
for a long time. But fucking never crossed my mind. But tonight I seen something in you that made me want to get with you. You ain't been nothing but a friend to me. And a nigga never ever dreamed with me. Up in here kissing, hugging, sweet touches. Up in the bathtub, rubbing dubbing. Are you sure you wanna go this route? Let a nigga know before I pull it out. I would never ever cross the line. Shorty, let me hit you, tell me one more time.
Tell me again,
baby.
Good look, baby.
Janine. Yes.
You know you were singing on live radio, right?
What? And what you do that for?
I don't know. Fuck with you. I didn't know you was going to be singing the damn song. I'm going to archive that.
Oh,
man.
Really?
And I'm going to record that and I'm going to play it on the show for everybody tomorrow.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do that for?
I'm just letting you know what's fun.
Hello?
You didn't have to do that. You did not have to do that.
Show is over, man.
The show's over, dude. Small break. Oh, show over?
Yeah, the show's over, man. We're not even recording anymore. I stopped up from saying
y'all
when we stopped recording.
What the hell y'all been chatting about? Well, damn.
He talking about he recording me singing and he gonna play it on the radio on the thing tomorrow. How you gonna do that?
Oh, okay. All right, I ain't got
okay,
no
what?
She got a lovely voice too.
All right, man. I'll holler at y'all in the chat room. I'm out.
All right.